This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and David Schenkel. Enjoy the interview.
Good afternoon, good evening, 3W.TroubleRadioRocks.com, Trouble Radio listeners. I'm the Tan Man, and this is an abbreviated Saturday version of the Dragon's Den. With me, I have live David Schenkel and his new lead singer, Warren. What's Warren's last name?
Warren Havlison. I call him Havlishred because he's a demon on vocals, man. How's everybody doing out there in Metalland, man? Glad to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Good stuff, good stuff. We've just got a short bit of time with Dave and Warren because they are in the studio working hard, kicking some butt, taking some names. So I guess, you know what? Hey, let's just, why don't we lead in with that? Dave, what's going on in the studio today? What you got going?
Well, we're working on the third DSG record, and I have a whole new band. I've got Warren Havlison, who's doing vocals, who also performs in a Dio Sabbath copy band. And this guy is every bit of his own style and Dio when he needs to be. He is totally the most appropriate singer that I've ever had in the DSG band. And this third record we're doing is the best of the Ashes CD, Hellborn, and the new progressive stuff we're doing. It will be out at the end of the year, as well as with two of my instructional DVDs with the shredacademy.com and my new Dean DS7 29 fret. The Shred Demon guitar is out, man, from Dean Guitars, and it's doing really well for me, man. So we're cranking away that stuff and getting ready to get these demos done and get to some festivals and get this record out by the end of the year.
Outstanding. Glad you brought that up. Festivals. So what are you looking at this summer?
We're hoping to have the record out definitely before Christmas, and while the band's rehearsing and recording, we'll be playing out, you know, all over Chicagoland area. We've got some stuff we're temporarily working on over in Europe, and you know, and some other bands we'll be playing with, some stuff with Manowar. So we'll see how that works out as the album comes together. You know, can't give out too much stuff yet until everything's all locked in.
Sure. Outstanding. Was he? Guys, busy.
You know it, man. Writing the songs, and just, I'm real happy with the new band I got. I got Gabriel Anthony on drums, who's with Pamela Moore. I also have Jeff Kylo, my original bass player from the Hellborn CD. He's back with me. And, you know, and Warren. And we're cranking it out. We're doing great. I also got a new kid who's wonderful video editing, Christian Gray. He does all my online tab stuff for my videos and will be editing and doing all the tab stuff for my first two instructional DVDs. And he's doing a great job, so we're glad to have him aboard with us now as well.
Excellent, excellent. So I got to ask, what time did you hit the studio this morning? Was it an early day?
We were up early. We started some vocals, took a break. Now we're coming back here in about 10 minutes and start doing some more vocal stuff. So it's going really, really well, but we're glad to have some time to be on the air with you and all our true metal fans.
Excellent, excellent stuff indeed. Well, I'll be looking forward to that CD when it comes out. Now, are you going to put a few of the tracks up later on in the year for digital download as a separate kind of an item?
There'll be product and there'll be digital downloads available for it. And, you know, so just like, you know, all the bands are doing now, we'll have about two or three new videos to go along with the next record. And so, you know, we're just working hard to get the whole new band together and everything that we're doing. So I'm happy with that. And also, anybody out there that's interested, I'm doing online guitar lessons with a webcam one-on-one. So it doesn't matter, you know, you don't have to just be in Chicago. You could be in Florida, Texas, overseas. If you've got a computer with a webcam and download Skypes or MSN, it's free. You can connect with me online, you know, and we can, you know, help you reach your goals. If you go to my MySpaces, my homepage that opens up will tell you all about what happens with online lessons, and that's myspace.com/DavidShredDemonSchenkel, or the band site, myspace.com/DSG DavidShenkelGroup. And when you open those pages up, it's got all the info on lessons and stuff like that. So if people want to learn to burn, I'm the guy to help you and help you reach your goals, no matter what level you're at.
Excellent. Well, see, you'd have to take the word shred out when it comes to me. I'm more like a paper cut.
Well, brother, you got to start somewhere, right?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
I'm more of a drummer.
That's okay. We love drummers. So you got some stuff you're gonna queue up for us, man. Some instrumental stuff and some of the. What we did was we took two songs from the Hellborn record, brought in some keyboards on it, and brought Warren in to sing. And we definitely like how it sounds with the keyboards. It adds more of an epic sound to it. But let me have Warren tell you a little bit more about what's happening with the new band and the new music. And he's a great guy, and I want him to get involved. Here he is.
Good stuff.
Hello.
Welcome back, Warren.
How's it going?
Hey, see, what you all don't know, see, I get to talk to these guys before we go on air, so I already know some stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Understand.
Well, dude, okay, well, go ahead and, compound a little bit on what Dave was talking about. I mean, so now you're new in the band. You were telling me before we went on air in December.
December of last year, Dave and I were kind of in some talks, and there were some changes coming to DSG. And, you know, I'm working with some other local guys here, but I'd always respected Dave's talent. He's been a powerhouse in the shred metal scene, of course, with his time with Manowar. So, you know, we met at a summer festival. We were talking, and before you know it, I was down, you know, re-recording a couple of the songs, demos we've done that were on Hellborn record, like you said. And I think you guys have that, but it turned out really well, and that was kind of like a litmus test of him and I working together. So ever since then, it worked out really well. We're writing well together, and it's really a synergy of the melody of the Ashes album and the heaviness of the Hellborn album, because I really have a more melodic vocal style. So, you know, you'll hear that when the album comes out. But, you know, we're excited to be working together, and I'm really thrilled, and we actually get along, which is unusual for singers and guitar players. All you singers and guitar players out there.
You know, I'll tell you what. Do drummers ever get along with anybody?
The drummer is kind of a guy that, you know, he's there, but I think the major drama is typically between the singer and guitar player. So in this case, Dave and I are working famously together, and all is well. And, you know, I'm just really excited, and we work very hard, and we've been down here. You know, I think we banged out about 5 or 6 songs for the album already, and we're just moving forward with that.
Nice, very nice. And he was mentioning some festivals this summer. That's got to be exciting for you.
Very exciting, yeah. So, like I said, it's an exciting time. There's a lot going on, and there just seems to never be enough time in a day to get things done, but we're doing the best we can with what we've got and get together whenever we can.
I'll tell you, I don't know if you guys are sports fans or not, but how cool would it be? I could see like a halftime show at one of the Bears games. What do you think?
That would be killer. I'm a huge Blackhawks fan, so go Blackhawks. I mean, obviously playing in the Stanley Cup, so I'm tickled pink. And actually, I have the tattoo of the Blackhawks, so I have, you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well, see, now you and I are going to have problems because I'm a Sharkies fan.
Well, that's okay. I mean, there's always, you know, I'll share the wealth. If we win this year, you guys can win next year. I love hockey in general. It's a great sport. It's kind of coming back in the U.S., and I'm really pleased with that. And it's been a great season for Chicago, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those things. They got to take the time to get over the whole labor dispute thing. Crazy insane.
Absolutely.
Well, good stuff, man. Now, I got to ask that, okay, because we get a lot of people who listen that are technical listeners. You know, they like to hear the kind of gear you guys are using.
Sure.
What kind of mics are you yamming into?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. The majority of the mics I'm using are, you know, for live performances. I pretty much use Shure products, and I do have a Line 6 wireless, which is actually working out very well. It's an X2 unit, and in the studio, in Dave's studio, we're using a CAD, I believe, and it's, you know, it's actually a very killer mic. He's had it. It's not mine. I don't own his studio mic, but I use his studio mic, so we're all good.
Nice. So you got to get that technical fix in for those weenies that just really like, you know, they got their head inside Vocal Magazine or Guitar.
Oh, I know. And actually, yeah, I picked up, you know, Dave hooked me up with this Helicon Voice Prism, so we're messing around with that as well. But, you know, the good news is we don't use a lot of effects on the vocals because technically we don't really need it, and that's really nice because when we get out there live, what you hear on the album is what you're going to hear live, and that's really what we're shooting for.
Sweet. Yeah, just flow it through a compressor limiter gate, and you're ready to rock and roll. Excellent.
And actually, Dave's quite the engineer. I got to give him credit. You know, we get together and we put things down, and he's got a good ear for this stuff, and he knows how to mix it down and, you know, adding the right amount of delay and verb and all that stuff. So, you know, I got to give kudos to the guy here.
Excellent. Good stuff. That's even, you know, I'll tell you, this is, I mean, I imagine that you've been doing this for some time. But,
yeah, a little while, yeah, for sure.
But the studio, if you can do it yourself, I mean, that just saves so much cost and headache.
It's not even the cost. It's the time involved. It's just two people putting their schedule together. We don't need an engineer. We write everything together. He records everything. And
I came in and picked up from where the last guy was.
Exactly. I came in and picked up where the last guy was. All the material was here. And it's just really a pleasure to have this stuff up and running and then be able to adjust wherever we want. And there's one less person we need an opinion from.
Excellent.
In a
excellent.
Good way,
well, listen. Absolutely. Well, listen, I don't want to keep it anymore. I promised Dave about 10 minutes this way. You guys can get back to work because I know you're busy and you don't want to be there all day long if you can help it.
I'll tell you, man, we're going to work well into the night, but I can promise you, my friend, at 7 o'clock when that puck drops, I'm going to be watching the Blackhawks kicking some ass tonight, if I can say that. Excuse me. But I'll give you back to Dave.
Okay. Thanks,
Warren. Okay, brother. Yeah, what a great guy he is, man. Happening. Glad to have him.
Absolutely. Good stuff indeed. Well, listen, I'll let you guys get back to work. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. I'm looking forward to the album coming out towards the end of the year. And we'll have to hook up again. I want to see how things are progressing, probably like maybe in the fall or something.
Bro. We'll keep in touch. If you can, send me over this interview so I can send it off to my manager and to a bunch of other people as well, if you could do that. You got my email, okay, brother?
Yes. I'll mix it down, and I'll have it to you probably within a day or two.
Sounds good, and hail to all the metal fans out there, man. Thanks for sticking by. We love you, okay?
2 short minutes with Dave. Absolutely. Chico hail indeed.
Warren. I'm going to say this for his title stand. You got it. Take care, my man.
Good stuff indeed.
You too. Take it easy, buddy.
Album's coming out end of the year. Going to have some digital downloads for all those people who are overseas who maybe necessarily can't get the physical product on hand right away. But you know what? The digital download, the iPod, works just as well. Warren's going to be checking out the Blackhawks tonight, hockey. And Dave's going to be doing some mixing and dixing. Oh, yeah.